Clive Palmer has promised to pay millions of dollars in entitlements to workers who were left out of pocket when his North Queensland nickel refinery collapsed in 2016. The move comes 3 days before the businessman and former federal MP is expected to confirm if he's going to re-enter the political fray by either vying for the seat of Herbert or having a go at the Senate. Mr. Palmer denies the payouts are a political move, insisting it's about helping the city of Townsville recover after February's devastating floods. Stephanie Smale reports.
Clive Palmer says Townsville is suffering and he wants to help.
Townsville seems to be at rock bottom now, so we need to really come up and get the community going. Everybody, regardless of politics or their views, should get together for the community to ensure all people can have employment and growth.
It's been 3 years since his company, Queensland Nickel, collapsed, left owing debts of about $300 million to creditors and the federal government, who covered entitlements for the 800 people who lost their jobs. Now there's a payout offer on the table for those former workers who have been asked to fill out a form to claim what they missed out on. He wants to reopen the refinery too. Mr. Palmer denies the move has any bearing on the legal battle he's currently fighting with liquidators, who are trying to freeze his assets to pay the workers, creditors and the federal government.
There's no admission at all, because the person who sacked these people was the administrator. She confirmed that we offered to have all the employees transferred and we offered to pay out all the creditors. That's really all we can do, or anyone could do in that sort of situation. It's unfortunate for the people of Townsville that things went the way they did through politics. But we've got to put that aside and we've got to come back and provide jobs for people, because this town's suffering and people need employment. And there's no one else that's going to employ people in Townsville. There's no one else here with large amounts of money that wants to invest.
The announcement comes just days before Mr. Palmer's United Australia Party announces its candidate for the Townsville-based seat of Herbert. It's one of the country's most marginal seats, with Labor's Cathy O'Toole holding on by a tiny 0.02% margin. It could be Mr. Palmer himself, but he wouldn't be drawn on that today, or whether a Senate bid might be an option.
Well, I can't presume that I'll be the candidate. You know, it depends what the party decides who'll be the candidate. So on Thursday, we'll be in a much better position to answer those questions.
A multi-million dollar billboard, television and social media advertising campaign has been promoting the reshaped United Australia Party, including a controversial take on a Twisted Sister hit, prompting the band to distance itself from the party. Asked today whether he believed the timing of the payout announcement would be helpful, Mr. Palmer returned to his theme of rescuing Townsville from the floods.
Well, it may not, but the critical aspects was no one could have foreseen the devastation in this city caused by the floods. They came along and we had to have a look at those and make stock of them and think that something needs to be done to turbocharge the economy and get the town going. These sort of decisions, which involve millions of dollars, can't be made on the spot in one day. They've got to go through a proper process, which we've now done in our corporation, and we've made sure that funds would be available to assist those people, and also additional funds would be available to start the refinery.
Mr. Palmer says it's unclear how much will be paid out to former staff, but he says there's about $400 million ready in the bank.
Stephanie Smale reporting.